The Golden Vanity. There was a lofty ship, and she put out to sea, and the name of the ship was the Golden Vanity, as she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. She had not been out but 2 weeks or three when she was overtaken by a Turkish reveille, as she sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. Then up spake our little cabin boy, "Captain, what will you give me if I them destroy, if I sink them in the low and lonesome low, if I sink them in the lonesome sea?" Oh, the man that them destroys, our captain then replied, "£5,000 and my daughter for his bride, if he sinks them in the low and lonesome low, if he sinks them in the lonesome sea." Then the boy smote his breast and down jumped up T, and he swam till he came to the Turkish reveille, as she sailed upon the low and the lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea. He had a little tool that was made just for the use, and he bored 9 holes in her hull all at once, and he sunk her in the low and lonesome low, and he sunk her in the lonesome sea. Then he swam back to the ship, and he beat upon the side, saying, "Captain, pick me up, for I'm weary with the tide. I am sinking in low and lonesome low, I am sinking in the lonesome sea." "No, we'll not pick you up," our captain then replied, "I'll shoot you, I'll drown you, I'll sink you in the tide. I will sink you in the low and lonesome low, I will sink you in the lonesome sea. If it were not for the love that I bear for your men, I would do unto you as I did unto them. I would sink you in the low and lonesome low, I would sink you in the lonesome sea." Then the boy bowed his head, and down sunk he. "Farewell, farewell to the Golden Vanity," as he sailed upon the low and lonesome low, as she sailed upon the lonesome sea.